Today, my dear faithful, is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, and it is also the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And please note the time and place for daily Mass and Holy Hour in the bulletin for this week. In order to accommodate the young children and mothers, there will be confessions this Wednesday at 10 a.m., followed by Mass at 11 a.m. at the school. And the young men's and ladies' retreat will take place from October 19th to the 23rd in Round Top. So please sign up as soon as possible, as space is limited. And this year's St. Pius V golf outing will take place on Monday, August 28th. If you wish to attend the golf or the dinner, please sign up on the website or call the chapel office. And finally, if this is your first time here at this chapel or you're new to the traditional Mass, I would like to welcome you here. I also wish to point out that before you would receive Holy Communion, it is first necessary to speak to one of the priests. And so if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to speak to the priest after Mass. And the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end of life, and the end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. Words taken from the Epistle of the Mass of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this past century, my dear faithful, there lived a man named Bill in New York City, who was very devoted to our Blessed Mother. However, while very devoted, Bill did not do anything extraordinary. Each morning and each night, he prayed his three Hail Marys, as well as his rosary during the day. When he passed a church, he often stopped in to pay a visit to our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, as well as always adding a visit to Our Lady. One devotion that Bill especially loved was the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Always he wore his scapular. Day or night, work or play, whatever the occasion, his scapular rested near his heart. And this included the time when the building he worked in went up in flames, and he was caught in that fire. The firefighters managed to pull Bill out from the flames, but they saw that he was barely alive, and they rushed him to the hospital. When he arrived, the doctor found that Bill's clothes had crumbled to ash, and burns covered his entire body, except for two spots. There was a little rectangle on his chest and another on his back that was completely free from the ravages of the flame, for that was where his scapular rested. Bill's scapular was the only thing to survive that fire, and it was untouched, unmarred, not even a singe mark upon it. The doctors tried what they could for Bill, but with such extensive burns, he did not survive long. However, even amidst such an agonizing death, Our Lady showed that Bill was not abandoned. This man who had lived such simple way with Mary by his side, he died with her there too. And she made sure that everyone knew it by keeping her scapular intact, and we can be sure by keeping her promise as well, that though Bill suffered earthly fire, he would not suffer eternal fire. To most, this is a common scapular story, but it does mean a little extra to me, because Bill was actually my grandfather's brother-in-law. There's just something a little different between reading a miraculous story amidst dozens of others, wonderful as they are, and hearing about your own relative who received visible protection from the Queen of Heaven. It is another proof of the words of the epistle which the Church applies to our Blessed Mother of Mount Carmel. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. The Queen of Heaven holds out the hope of eternal life, and she is so royally magnanimous in giving it to us. What an awesome promise is contained in the brown scapular. For such a small act of devotion as being enrolled in and then dying wearing that brown scapular, we are a promise the eternal bliss of heaven. We may need to take care of some things in purgatory on the way, but what an immense blessing Our Lady has given to us. Many even call it Mary's sacrament. So sure is the scapular a sign of grace. But why? Why is such an awesome promise attached to two little pieces of brown cloth? The truth is that it is not so much attached to the cloth as to the order of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, more commonly known as the Carmelites. Usually the words of the promise we hear or read are, "Whosoever dies clothed in this shall never suffer eternal fire." But that is not all that Mary said to Saint Simon Stock. Before giving that promise, the Queen of Heaven told Saint Simon, "Receive, my beloved son, this habit of thy order. This shall be to thee and to all Carmelites a privilege." And then she gave the promise of salvation. When we are enrolled in the brown scapular, then, we join the family of Mount Carmel and become something of members in their order. The brown scapular that we wear is a testament that we belong to the Carmelites, or, as our Savior referred to the Carmelites, to Saint Teresa of Avila, the order of the Virgin. With this sacramental upon our shoulders, we declare then that we belong to Mary and profess that we, as sons and daughters of Mary, will strive to live our lives for her. However, this does not mean that we are called to do anything extraordinary. We simply, like Bill from the story, fulfill our daily duties, including them acts of devotion to our Blessed Lady. Of course, you already know this, to be devoted to our Blessed Mother as Catholics. But so important is Our Lady and the salvation of mankind that we must speak upon it. On this feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, then, I would especially encourage you to walk with Mary today, but also every day of your life. And you can do this through the brown scapular. There's actually a beautiful story that demonstrates one way to practice this. At one time, a young man was getting ready to leave home, and so his mother got a little locket with a picture of her inside. Off he went wearing that locket, and he was gone for some years. Finally, after those years, he returned home, and his mother met him at the train station, but a large crowd was in the way. They saw each other from afar, but for some amount of time, the mother and son were stuck that distance away. The young man got a little impatient, so to speak. He wanted to embrace his mother after all their years apart, to show her his love for her. And so he then instead took out the locket with her picture inside, and he kissed it. We too, my dear faithful, carry around a locket, a testament that we belong to Mary, that she is our mother, and she belongs to us. We can profess our love for her each morning and each night by kissing our brown scapular. In this way, you can embrace your Blessed Mother, and in this way, show her your love for her. And know, whatever occurs in your life, in this sad world of ours, Mary watches over you. You belong to her as her sons and her daughters. You are Catholics given such a grace to draw even closer to her. But also, through your enrollment in the brown scapular, you belong to Our Lady as a member of the Carmelites, the Order of the Virgin, Our Lady's special order. What surety, then, you who belong to Mary, that you are a special object of love in the Immaculate Heart. Never let a day pass without doing something to show your love to Mary, your mother, just as she never lets a day pass without showering you with her love. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.